After creation is completed, we read in the beginning of Perek Beis the famous psukim of Vayichlu Hashmayim Eretz V'chol Tzva'am, Hashem's reflections on the creation, that it's very good, he's completed it, he blesses it, and he sanctifies the Shabbos, which is the culmination of the 7 days of creation. These psukim are most well known to us, of course, because they're part of our Friday night davening in Kiddush. We say it in our silent Shemoneh Esrei, we repeat it after the Shemoneh Esrei as part of the whole Magen Avos, and the Me'ein Sheva, which come after Shemoneh Esrei at Maariv. And then, of course, when we go home, we say it again as part of our Friday night Kiddush. The Gemara in Masechta Shabbos and Daf Kuf Yutes explains why Vayichulu is so important and why it's so critical that we say it. In fact, say it multiple times every Shabbos. And the Gemara actually attributes two possible rewards or very glorious compliments about someone who says Vayichulu on Shabbos. The first opinion suggests that if a person does that, you say Vayichulu, you become a shutaf in HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'maaseh bereishis. You become a partner, I guess a junior partner, but a partner nonetheless, with Hashem in the creation of the world. And the second version or opinion that is mentioned is that two angels accompany you home, they place their hands on your head, and in fact they pronounce, based on a pasuk in the Navi Yeshayahu, you're forgiven for all of your sins. Either one of these would be great. A partner with Hashem in creation, all your sins forgiven, and certainly if they're both true, wow, that would be certainly incredible. So that is, you know, explains why it's so important that we say Vayichulu. That doesn't necessarily explain why we have to repeat Vayichulu right after Shemoneh Esrei. I mean, if we just said Vayichulu in our silent Shemoneh Esrei, then it makes sense that we would pick these psukim to reflect the Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos and incorporate that into our special Friday night Shemoneh Esrei. I think that makes sense. But why right after Shemoneh Esrei would we repeat it again? Seems very, very peculiar. So the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch bring two main reasons for this. The first reason is because we know that there are any number of times in the course of a year where Shabbos will fall out on Yontif, and on those Friday nights, you say a Yontif Shemoneh Esrei, you don't say a Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei, and therefore you won't not have said Vayichulu, and therefore you need to say Vayichulu after Shemoneh Esrei, because you didn't say it in Shemoneh Esrei. Now you would be obviously thinking and asking, okay, well that's true for the 1, 2, 3, 4, who knows how many times a year where Shabbos fell out on Yontif, but why do we say it after Shemoneh Esrei? Why do we add that second time in davening for all the other Shabbos when there's not Yontif at all? And I just said it a few minutes ago. And the answer is, we like synchronicity. We like consistency. We want that there should be the same Friday night davening. This minhag evolved because we want to say it every Friday night. But it, in all truth, says the Shulchan Aruch HaZdator, we say it all Friday nights, just for, according to this opinion, the few Friday nights that fell out on Yontif when it was necessary because of the Shemoneh Esrei change. And the second opinion brought by the Shulchan Aruch is that the reason we're saying it on a Friday night, again, right after Shemoneh Esrei, is Lahotzi Misha Eino Bakui. For those people who were not able to, didn't know how to read, or there were no Sidurim, so they didn't know Shemoneh Esrei by heart, and therefore they didn't say Vayichlu in their Shemoneh Esrei. And therefore, right after Shemoneh Esrei, we say it all out loud together, so either the person could say it along with us, or they could listen to Biyote that way, but we're doing it just for those rare people who Nebuch don't know how to do it on their own. Interestingly, in addition to those two reasons, the Torah introduces a third idea or dimension, which has taken on a life of its own and become very interesting halachically and even very controversial. And that is that the Torah says, obviously inspired by the Gemara that we saw, but going further than the Gemara, says the Torah, when we say Vayichulu, we are engaging in a formal, or at least a semi-quasi-formal form of Edus. It is a form of testimony. We are testifying that Hashem created the world. And therefore, says the Torah, this is not mere hyperbole. It'll have actual nafkamina, says the Torah. That's why we stand, because witnesses stand when they're giving testimony. That's why we say it out loud, because of course the Bezdin, so to speak, needs to hear the testimony. And this idea of the Torah is actually brought down and paskind, both in the Taz and the Mishneh Berurah. The Taz goes so far as to say that really, since this is not Stam Edus, but Edus about Hashem creating the world, really you should ideally say it with at least 10 people. You should have at least an Eda or a minion. But says the Taz, if you don't have 10, at least say it with 2. At least say it with 2. And Mishneh Berurah brings this down as well. Of course, this begs the question, what if you don't have even 2 people? Either you're davening by yourself, or you said a very slow Shemoneh Esrei, and therefore the Tzibur has already finished Vayichulu. What should you do then? Can you even say it? And the truth is, if you look in the Taz, he's not happy with it. He doesn't really think you should say it, because after all, it's testimony, and testimony needs at least 2 people. However, says the Taz, begrudgingly, okay, if you're by yourself, you could say it, but you should have kavana that I'm not saying this as testimony, as edus, I'm just reading psukim. And again, Mishneh Berurah quotes that as well. The Mishneh Berurah in his Bir Halacha quotes from the Prima Gadim, perhaps the most extreme nafkamina or ramification of this approach and this idea, and that is the Prima Gadim says you should actually hurry up your Shemoneh Esrei, your silent Shemoneh Esrei, even if it costs you in your personal kavana, so that you actually don't run into that problem. If you're in shul anyway and there's a tzibur that you know momentarily is going to be saying vayichulu out loud, it's so important to say vayichulu as a group because of the testimony, says the Prima Gadim. Finish your Shmoneh Esrei, hurry up, so you can say it together with them. Wow, very, very interesting. Also worth noting that there are numerous other discussions in the postgame which seem to be very relevant and perhaps connected to this approach. A debate whether women are obligated, minors under bar mitzvah, ketanim. Some postgame have this very intriguing idea that you're supposed to have hirurei tshuva, you should do tshuva, you should repent before you say vayichulu, and all of these are most likely understood if you take this very extreme and literal approach that it's a form of testimony, and therefore the rules of testimony will be relevant to vayichulu. And of course the most well-known, so to speak, nafkamina of this idea, which many of us have seen, maybe some of us even have done in shul, is if for whatever reason we did have a shorter Shmoneh Esrei, you often will see people in shul on Friday night going over to someone and saying, will you say vayichulu with me? And you'll see two people kind of saying vayichulu together. And all of that kind of chumrah, that you don't say it by yourself, you look for a second person to say it with you, all of that is based on this idea of the tour, as poskened by the Taz and endorsed by the Mishnah Berurah. However, it is important to note that the Chazon Ish rejects this completely. The Chazon Ish thinks this is basically a new idea. You don't really find it before the tour, and he doesn't think it's therefore legitimate enough. He doesn't have any true primary sources, and he says that if you look in the earlier posting before the Torah, there's no mention of Dafka saying it by standing or Dafka saying it out loud, and there anyway are other explanations for that, but he says it's nothing to do with Edus. He doesn't buy that at all, and he's very upset at the idea that you would hurry up your Shmoneh Esrei and compromise your personal Kavana. He says Kavana is much more important than this new idea, made up idea of testimony. You certainly should not do that, and there's no need for Dafka two people. One person can say it by themselves. And it's worth noting, this is a very interesting and important machlokas between the Chazon Ish and the